My name is Jim Bahoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I was installing a vent hood for a dryer recently and was reminded of a neighbor. They had a new dryer. Almost imperceptibly, the drying cycle was taking longer and longer. It got to the point where clothes weren't getting dry at all. As a point of comparison, when new, it took 40 minutes to dry a full load. Running for 2 hours wasn't doing the trick now. On a decent laundry weather day, dry with a breeze, my clothes dry in under 2 hours on the line. Sheets in 30 minutes, canvas Carhartts closer to the 2 hours. I took a look at my neighbor's dryer. First stop, the lint trap. It was clean. Second, confirm it was heating. I turned it on, and within moments, the drum was warm. Third, look at the exhaust hose line and connections. All good. Next stop, outside to look at the vent hood. Ta-da! Falling solidly in the sounds like a good idea, but it's not category, are screened dryer vent hoods. It sounds like a great idea to screen a dryer hood with hardware cloth to keep the mice out. And maybe it is if you only use your dryer for synthetics. But natural fibers like cotton leave fibers behind that mostly are captured by the lint trap. Some will always make it by the trap and are exhausted. Screening over a dryer vent will eventually clog, as in my neighbor's case. And any obstruction in a vent line dramatically reduces efficiency. In this case, the screening wasn't removable, so vacuuming the vent hood from outside to clear out the lint became a monthly to-do item. With the vent hood clear, the dryer worked great again. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.